Good afternoon. Spain will extend a series of measures aimed at protecting vulnerable tenants from eviction and rent hikes by 3 months, so the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said this morning. The coalition government is committed to ensuring the constitutional right to decent houses, Sanchez told lawmakers. Under the current programme, vulnerable tenants are protected from eviction and can apply for a moratorium or partial cancellation of their rent if their landlord owns more than 10 properties over 1,500 square metres of property or is a public entity. They can also extend their existing rental contracts by 6 months under the same conditions. Introduced during the early days of the coronavirus crisis in March last year, the measures have been repeatedly extended and were set to expire on May the 9th when a national state of emergency ends. Meanwhile, Pedro Sanchez is standing by his intention to let the state of alarm expire on May the 9th, as several regions are calling for it to be extended. For the past 6 months, the emergency measure has given the regional governments the power to introduce coronavirus restrictions, such as nighttime curfews and perimeter lockdowns, without facing legal challenges in the courts. Health and legal experts now fear that without the state of alarm, the regions will be thrown into a legal limbo, which will hurt efforts to control the spread of the virus. The BBVA Bank will formally kick off negotiations on Friday to cut staff to better cope with low interest rates and a shift towards online banking, it said yesterday in a letter to employees. The BBVA, which declined to disclose the number of jobs likely to be affected, said that layoffs would take place both at its corporate centre in Madrid and across its retail network in Spain. The bank, which has about 29,300 employees in Spain and roughly 123,000 globally, said it needs to reduce costs in the face of growing competition from fintech companies offering online banking services. In January, the bank's chief executive told analysts the lender was looking at potential cost cuts of low-growth areas, including a fast restructuring programme in the first half of this year. And several European countries, including Germany, France and Spain, will commit today to stop public export guarantees for fossil fuel projects. Coal, oil and gas infrastructure have traditionally made up a large share of the portfolios of many countries' public export finance agencies, which support exports through state-backed financing guarantees and insurance against losses abroad. Britain, the Netherlands, Denmark and Sweden are the other four countries to back the initiative. Britain, France and Sweden have already laid out plans to halt export guarantees for the fossil fuel sector, whilst the other countries in the group have yet to decide how fast they will phase out their support. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.